Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a way to potentially unlock value you might not even realize you have. We're talking about the cash value within your existing life insurance policy through a process called a life settlement.
That's right. You know, when we think of life insurance, our minds often go straight to the future, right?
Yeah.
Protecting loved ones down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But what if that very same policy could offer you, well, greater financial flexibility and maybe some options right here, right now? That's really what we're going to explore today.
Exactly. Our goal in this deep dive is to give you a clear understanding of what a life settlement actually is.
Yeah.
And to sort of identify who might find this a really useful path to consider and, you know, explore the key reasons why someone would even choose to sell their life insurance policy. We've sifted through quite a lot of information to bring the most important stuff directly to you.
Okay.
Okay, so let's unpack this. What exactly is a life settlement, just in simple terms?
Okay, think of it this way. A life settlement is basically the sale of your existing life insurance policy. You sell it to a third-party investor.
Okay, third party.
Yeah, and in return, you get a lump sum cash payment. Now, this isn't quite the same as just letting your policy lapse, you know, stopping payments.
Or surrendering it back to the company.
Exactly. Or surrendering it. The cash payment from a life settlement is typically significantly more than the cash surrender value you'd get back from the insurer, which is often pretty minimal.
Right.
But, and this is important, it's generally less than the full face value, you know, the death benefit amount your beneficiaries would eventually get.
Okay, so you get more cash now than just giving it back, but less than the final payout would have been. Makes sense. What happens after the sale? Are you still involved at all?
No, not really. Okay. Once the sale is done, the buyer becomes the new owner, and they also become the beneficiary.
Okay.
They basically take over all the responsibilities. Most importantly, they become responsible for paying all the future premiums needed to keep the policy going.
So you're off the hook for those payments.
Completely. And then when the original policyholder, this you, passes away, the buyer, the new owner, receives the death benefit.
Got it. So for the buyer, it's really an investment based on, well, life expectancy, I guess.
Precisely.
Now, who is this option generally aimed at? Is it something, you know, anyone with life insurance should look into?
Well, technically, anyone can ask about it, but life settlements are most often a viable option for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
We're typically talking age 65 and older.
Okay.
And there's usually a minimum policy size, too. Generally, the face value needs to be around $100,000 or more to really attract interest from buyers.
$100,000 minimum, 65 plus. Okay. And what types of life insurance policies might qualify? Because there are a few different kinds out there.
Yeah, good question. The type of policy definitely matters. Generally, permanent life insurance policies are the ones. So that includes things like universal life, whole life, variable life policies.
The ones that build cash value.
Exactly. But interestingly, even some term life policies can qualify. Specifically, the ones that have a conversion feature. You know, the kind you can convert into a permanent policy.
Ah, convertible term. Right.
Yeah, those can sometimes work too.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting then. So if you fit that profile, over 65, decent-sized permanent or convertible term policy, it's potentially something to explore. Now, let's dig a bit deeper into why someone would actually choose to do this. I mean, the whole point originally was future security, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a really crucial point. People buy life insurance typically to protect loved ones financially if they pass away, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, life changes. Mm-hmm. Circumstances evolve. The reasons you bought the policy maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago might just not be relevant anymore.
Like what? What kind of changes?
Well, for instance, your children might be grown up, financially independent. They don't need that protection in the same way. Or perhaps, sadly, a spouse has passed away. Or maybe retirement just brings different financial priorities, like suddenly you're facing really high healthcare costs or thinking about long-term care.
Right. So the original need might have shrunk or other needs have become much bigger.
Exactly. And in those kinds of situations, a lot of people might just think, oh, I'll just let the policy lapse because maybe the premiums feel like a burden now or they just don't see the need.
Or they think about surrendering it.
Right. Or they look into surrendering it, but then they see the cash surrender value is, you know, often disappointingly low.
Yeah.
So a life settlement presents this other path. It's an opportunity, potentially, to get a significantly larger cash sum than that minimal surrender value.
Okay. And what might someone actually do with that money? What are the common uses for the funds from a life settlement?
Oh, the uses are really quite varied, often tied to those changing needs we just talked about. A very common one is helping to cover long-term care expenses. That could be a huge cost, as you know. And having funds specifically for that can be a big relief. Other people might use the money to pay off debt, mortgage, credit cards, whatever. That can really improve their monthly cash flow in retirement.
Yeah, freeing up that income.
Absolutely. Or it could just supplement retirement income generally.
Mm.
Help fund lifestyle needs, maybe travel they've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or just create a bigger safety net for emergencies.
It really sounds like it provides a big boost in financial flexibility, right? When people often need it most. I think I read somewhere about just how much potential value in policies just disappears.
Yes. It's actually kind of staggering. Billions, literally billions of dollars in potential life insurance settlement funds are just lost every single year because policies lapse.
Wow, billions.
Yeah. And some estimates suggest that a huge percentage of policies, maybe as high as 90%, never actually pay out a death benefit claim.
90%? That seems incredibly high.
It is. And often the insurance companies are the ones who benefit when a policy lapses because their obligation to pay just goes away. So this really highlights why understanding the life settlement option is, well, pretty crucial for you listening. If you find yourself with a policy that maybe doesn't fit your needs anymore, or the premiums are getting tough,
yeah,
it's definitely worth finding out if it holds more immediate cash value for you than just letting it go or taking a tiny surrender amount.
And how do you find that out reliably?
Well, a great place to start for a really thorough, reliable assessment is a company like PolicyAppraisers.com. They offer full-service policy appraisals, and they're complimentary. No cost to just find out.
Complimentary appraisal. Okay.
Yeah. They can really help you understand what your policy might actually be worth in the settlement market. Their team has, I think, over 100 years of combined experience, huge numbers, like facilitating over $10 billion in settlements. They really guide you through it.
So they can give you a realistic idea of the potential value.
Exactly. They educate you on the process, can help with potential tax questions, just give you the info you need to make a smart decision. They call it like a turnkey support approach.
Okay, so policyappraisers.com sounds like a solid starting point if you're curious.
Definitely. If you're wondering about the cash potential locked in a policy you might not need anymore, they're a very reliable resource to check out.
Good to know. All right, let's shift gears slightly. We understand the what and the why. What about the pros and cons? There are always trade-offs, right?
Absolutely. Always good to look at both sides. So on the pro side, the biggest one is unlocking that hidden value.
More cash than surrendering.
Often, yes. Significantly more.
Oh,
I saw some examples like maybe a policy with an $18,000 surrender value could fetch $75,000 in a settlement. Huge difference sometimes.
Wow, yeah.
Another big pro. No more premium payments. That frees up potentially hundreds or even thousands of dollars in your monthly budget.
That's significant for retirees especially.
For sure. And the funds you receive. Totally flexible. Use them for whatever you need. Care, debt, living expenses, anything. It can be a real retirement income booster, a source of cash you maybe hadn't considered.
Okay, those are strong positives. What about the downsides?
The cons. Well, the main one is pretty obvious, I suppose. Your beneficiaries won't receive the death benefit when you pass away. The buyer gets it instead.
Right. That's the core trade-off. You get value now, they lose the future payout.
Exactly. So that's a big family conversation, potentially. Also, there can be tax implications.
Ah, taxes. Always.
Yeah. A portion of the proceeds might be taxable. Often, the part that relates to the premiums you originally paid is considered tax-free, but the rules can be complex. It's really crucial to talk to a tax advisor about your specific situation.
Definitely need professional advice there.
Mm-hmm. And privacy is another consideration. To get offers, you do have to share personal and medical information with the settlement company and potential buyers.
Okay, that's something to be aware of.
And finally, not every policy will qualify or get attractive offers. Smaller policies or policies on people who are younger and relatively healthy,
mm-hmm.
they might not generate much interest from buyers.
Because the buyer's return is further off, presumably.
Exactly. The projected return isn't as high for them.
Okay, so weighing those pros and cons is key. Let's just sort of recap then. Who should seriously consider looking into this?
Right. It might be a good fit for, well, seniors, generally over 65, who have a policy they maybe don't need for its original purpose anymore.
Kids grown, financial situation changed.
Yep. Individuals whose financial needs have shifted in retirement. Maybe retirees facing those higher medical or especially long-term care costs we mentioned.
Yeah.
And definitely people who are actively considering just letting their policy lapse or surrendering it for that low cash value. Before you do that, check out the settlement option.
It seems like a better alternative in many cases. I saw some case studies like an 87-year-old woman got $350,000 for a policy with only an $87,000 surrender value.
Exactly. Those kinds of numbers really show the potential difference. Or another one, a 75-year-old man sold a term policy, a convertible one, presumably for $235,000, which he then used to fund ongoing insurance coverage he actually needed.
So it can even solve other insurance needs sometimes.
It can. You know, for seniors, often on a fixed income, turning that ongoing premium expense into a potentially tax-favorable lump sum you can use now, that's a powerful shift.
Yeah, I can see that. Are there any other sort of important points people should keep in mind, regulations or anything like that?
Yeah, a couple of things. First, just briefly, people sometimes confuse life settlements with viatical settlements. They're different.
How so?
Viatical settlements are generally for people who are terminally ill with very short life expectancies. Life settlements are typically for seniors who are not terminally ill, but whose health or age makes a policy valuable to an investor.
Okay, good distinction. And regulation. Is this a regulated industry?
Oh, yes. Very much so in most places. Life settlements are highly regulated at the state level in, I think, 43 states now, which covers something like 90% of the U.S. population.
So there are consumer protections in place.
Definitely. These regulations typically require licensing for providers and brokers, specific disclosures to the seller, sometimes waiting periods. It's designed to protect consumers.
That's reassuring. It means working with established licensed providers is important.
Absolutely critical. Work with licensed providers or financial professionals, ideally those who adhere to fiduciary standards, meaning they have to put your interests first.
Right. Okay. So if someone listening is thinking, maybe this applies to me, what are the first steps they should take?
Good question. First step is probably just gather your policy information.
Yeah.
You know, what type of policy is it? What's the face value? What are the premiums you're paying?
Get the paperwork together.
Yep. Then, honestly, assess your current health status. That's a big factor in determining value.
Okay.
And definitely talk to a trusted financial advisor or planner if you have one. Get their perspective on how this fits into your overall financial picture.
Makes sense. Then what?
Well, if you decide to explore it further, that's when getting a professional appraisal becomes really valuable. Understand what your policy might actually be worth in the settlement market before you get too far down the road.
And that's where policyappraisers.com comes in again.
Exactly. They are honestly the most reliable source we know for that full-service, complimentary appraisal. They can give you that realistic valuation and explain the whole process without any obligation on your part.
So policyappraisers.com for a free appraisal, that seems like a very logical step.
It really is. It helps you evaluate that core trade-off. Is the cash now more valuable to you than the future death benefit is to your beneficiaries? That appraisal gives you the numbers to help make that call.
Okay. This has been really insightful. It definitely sheds light on an option many people probably don't even know exists.
Yeah, it's often overlooked, but it can be a really strategic financial tool. It lets you access value you've built up over years, but access it during your lifetime when you might need it most.
So the key takeaway is that a life settlement could potentially turn a life insurance policy you no longer need or afford into a valuable current asset.
Precisely.
And if you want to explore the potential of your own policy, we strongly encourage you to visit policyappraisers.com. Get that free, no obligation appraisal and see what your options might be.
It's all about having the information to make the best choice for your situation.
Definitely. So a final thought for everyone listening. Just consider, how might unlocking this potential asset provide greater financial flexibility, maybe greater peace of mind for your future starting today?
Worth thinking about.
Thanks for diving deep with us today.